Yes?
Senator Mansfield on 90.
All right, hold him a minute. I'm on the line, honey.
Thank you. He'll be right with you, Senator.
All right.
These people stayed in defense, met during the evening on this Guantanamo thing, and we're going to meet again after lunch. They're trying to find out exactly what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get any reactions you might have to it before I went back to meet with them again.
Well, evidently it appears that they violated international law, but a state law. It is my understanding water is being rationed on a three-hour-a-day basis there, and that Castro has allowed the water to flow from the river for an hour each day. So we ought to have plenty. But here's a statement that I made this morning, if you have a minute or so.
Yeah.
Mr. President, no matter how the Cuban government may act, the Cuban fishermen are entitled to and will receive the same justice, the same impartial protection of domestic and international law as any other alien persons in similar circumstances. The fact that they are Cubans or that Cuba retaliates for their arrest is irrelevant insofar as the judicial processes of this nation are concerned. However, the Cuban government may regard the matter. There will not be any mixing of justice and water on our part. Insofar as the water supply is concerned, if the pretext of the arrest of the Cuban fishermen had not sufficed, the Havana government would have had no difficulty in creating another. It is obvious that Castro wants us out of Guantanamo, and it is obvious that he is not going to make it easier for us to stay. It is equally obvious that we have no intention of being pressured out. At this time, the need is for cool water at the Guantanamo base. Hot words on the floors of the Congress will not supply it. We have the technical means to supply the water for as long as it takes and in whatever quantities it takes. I have every confidence that the President will see to it that we are not parched out of Guantanamo. And then Tommy Kuchel came in and supported it in effect.
That's good. That's a good statement. What
you're
I
on
think
a risk
that
binge now, aren't you? You're saving. This will save you $14,000 a month, I understand, which you won't have to pay to Mr. Castro's government.
Yeah. He's got a good many people working there too, and we probably ought to make. If he's not going to allow us to have water, we probably ought to try to make the whole base independent of him and secure. We're going to think about that today and probably issue a pretty strong statement to. Later in the day, that namely that we're going to, he's breached contract, and that's his choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad way to do, but he's done it, and therefore we're going to supply our own water and supply our own personnel and operate our own base.
That would mean all the Cubans, all of them would be off?
Well, except those that live on the base.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that. We haven't decided to do it, but that's a possibility, just declare complete independence of him.
Yeah. Yes.
necessary.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, Mr. President?
Yeah, somebody's on there. So we could do that. Now, I don't know what else we can do. You got any other thoughts?
Well, I would think that the that one thing which might be considering, and this would call for very delicate handling, would be for the Florida courts to just release these people with an admonishment and send them home. We could afford to be big-hearted, but that's a state matter, and that could get you into trouble because of the feeling down there.
Yeah, and it may look like we're being awfully soft. I think it ought
awfully
to
big.
I think it ought to follow its normal course, whatever they do to them, and I think most of the time they find a captain, and it looks like, from the information we have, this is deliberate, and...
I see. Well, are you on?
Yeah.
If I get any ideas on the basis of what you said, or any other, I'll pass them on.
Now, are you going to finish your bill today?
Yes, sir. We ought to finish around 3 or 4 o'clock, and then we ought to go on the money resolutions. And then I've got to get together with Hubert and a few others and decide what our policy will be on the civil rights bill.
All right. That's something I sure won't talk to you about.
Yes, sir.
We want to... you may want to intercept that thing at the door so you don't have to have a motion to take it up. And then let the conference report to get this bill in conference. Tell our boys to agree just as quickly as they can so they can get ahead of it if they can. If they can't, we might even decide to let it stay behind for a few days.
That would be far better because evidently Harry Byrd, who I understand you're going to see shortly, figures they can't take up the conference till a week from Monday. I've been trying to do it right away.
Why can't we do that?
Well, they can do it tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And there isn't so much in the way of differences that they can't reconcile what they are.
Of course, does he want to wait till a week from Monday to take it up?
Well, yes.
Why?
Well, I suppose because the Republicans are going away, but I think you can prevail upon them, and the countries will be Smathers and Russell Long and Byrd and Williams and Carlson, I believe, and I think they'd be willing to go ahead if the House...
You just tell them that that's we've just got to do it. You just tell them that, and you tell McCormick, too, and I'll talk to Wilbur Mills, but God almighty, we want to get this thing adopted before that civil rights...
That's right. Well, will you talk to Harry?
Yeah, I sure will.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. President.
Waiting.